heart for our own good.
Is it
Acts 17:22 to 34? I'm too smart for our own good.
The white thing.
You know, folks, have you ever heard a joke that was told so well that made you laugh so hard that your sides hurt?
Okay.
You may even have lost some calories because of that. Have you ever tired yourself out laughing?
Okay.
So
and
this
morning,
not only do
I'm not
going to
continue with our usual Bible survey. I'm going to be talking about something to do with the Reformation.
You know, researchers have found that 10 minutes
of talk that I gave earlier on in the year
in
a conference overseas.
So insomnia,
I thought that it might be somewhat beneficial
more.
Because
and researchers
the day before,
say that you know,
we
insomnia
had Charles Scott
and
Pearson
is on the rise
us on some,
because we don't laugh as much. They found that while the average child laughs about 150 times a day,
you know, the Reformation,
the average adult only laughs 15 times
that were really
so sermons should be
absent in the Roman Catholic Church.
Right? So
you
can
have
sleep
sola gracia
after the sermon.
We are
okay.
saved.
The Bible tells us in Proverbs 17,
merit, or not
22,
by any good
a merry heart
do
with
but
good
by God's
like
grace
medicine.
Alone.
You laugh,
sola.
It is good. So laughter
and
is
we are
good
saved
saved by
stress.
Christ. But while laughter
alone, we're not
is
saved
good,
by praying to any saints or Mary.
It's terrible. Right?
And the
to have
agent
laugh at
that
you. Scorn you for all
helps us or makes
mistakes
us safe is
faith how you dress
alone.
So
we don't
do
have to do any good
cruel.
Works.
And those
right,
who
our
laugh this
salvation
way
is not based
so
on you know whether we have a last rite
than you
before we die, but
right.
as long
example,
as
the
we
smart laugh at the dumb
believe
the
in
rich
God
laugh
we are
at
saved.
The poor. The strong
now,
laugh at the weak
has to
and
do
they
with
do so
what is the basis
in a
of our
sneering fashion.
You know, do we believe
but as we
in
have
the Bible
sung in Psalm
alone?
2,
right, is
who's
the Bible
have the last
sufficient
laugh?
To tell us
God
what
God will
to
have
believe
the
in?
Last
or do
laugh.
We need things like
now in this passage,
tradition?
Paul
do
found
need,
himself in a situation
to
where
tell
he
us,
was laughed
or are we
he
as Christians,
and all because he delivered a sermon
the
about
understand
the true
Bible.
God.
And
this
from
the
there draw
God.
Out the
what
principles of
the
salvation.
God. And his listeners
and
found
Soli Deo
really
Gloria
foolish.
Has to do
and so they laughed at
with giving glory
why?
To God.
Well, we
now, in the Middle Ages, the Church of Rome
points.
Was
firstly,
it was
the ignorance
rich.
Of learned men,
kings and
the
queens
of learned
and subjects.
Men. Secondly,
had to
the knowledge that ignorant men need.
Loyalty
the knowledge
to
that
the Pope.
Ignorant men
but according to
need.
The Reformers, according to Scripture,
for
we give God the glory alone.
The command
unto
for
him
ignorant men
our
to repent.
Obedience.
I'll print it for you in your notes.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
so
Romans
firstly,
11:36
the
says,
ignorance
for
of learned
him
men.
And through him.
Last
and
week
to
we
him
saw how Paul was in Athens and
whom
seeing
be
all
glory
this idolatry,
forever.
All this false worship,
and so this
he was
theology
in
really
his heart.
Impacted
and
the church.
Stood up there
when the Reformers started
preaching
study
the
Bible,
because he
they
really wanted the people to know that
out,
if you follow your own ways,
the church
impacted. You're never going
the church itself,
to make it
religion itself.
To you're never
impacted,
going to be forgiven.
The nation.
So this
as well.
Attracted a
but
lot of attention. All these philosophers
these
to things. They listened to him,
had to
and at the end, they
the
dragged him in front of
right?
the Areopagus.
Because
now, the Areopagus
the individual
was a council
was impacted,
comprised
that would impact not only the larger
the
church body,
in
but
the
that
city,
would also
right?
impact
and it was at this council where
so
they would
are,
hear these new preachers. Bring these philosophers
right,
and bring these new gods, and they would
morning.
Judge whether his arguments
the
were good enough. And if they were good enough, then maybe they would let him set up shop
individuals.
In Athens to
secondly,
set up a temple, to set up a monument. So this, as we said last week, this council functioned kind of like a PhD
you know, we're all about
council.
Individualism.
Right? So Paul
today.
Here was on right? trial.
And thirdly, how should an individual think and live with a view? Of
before
God's
the intelligent
glory.
People. And it was a council
so firstly,
comprised of
how has the Reformation transformed our view
chairs.
Of ourselves as
or,
individuals?
Right, part of the
and,
council comprised
you know,
of the rich
I
who endowed those very
that
chairs.
That
or
it comes
the council also comprised
to
of those associates
our understanding
who
of the individual
for
it
those
always
endowed
has to do with
chairs.
Authority.
So if
someone
in this
says,
trial, would Jesus
you know,
be reasonable? Would
you're
Paul
bad.
Be rational?
You're silly.
Would they be respectable enough for the Athenians?
And that person has authority over you.
So how
what
does Paul preach?
What he says is going to affect
does he preach?
Your understanding
I'm up
of yourself.
The
I mean, parents,
I
just think about
impression.
It. You know, if your kid
tie,
grows up
on his toga,
thinking,
you know, brushed
he's
his
bad,
hair,
he's silly,
you're trying to make a good
he
impression.
Worth,
here's my chance to really
that,
make Christianity relevant and reasonable sounding.
By that.
Does he
so
do that?
One's authority
what does he do?
Always
well,
shapes
Paul
the understanding of
to
who
them.
You are.
He doesn't
so
suck
before
up to them,
the Reformation,
but he preaches it
the
as
life
he
of the individual
it.
Was always governed
the first thing that he
by
does is he
the church.
Their
the church decided how people
their
should
superstition
think about
verse
themselves.
Verse 22, it says,
and
you know, Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and he said,
many, many areas.
Athens.
I think the first thing
maybe
that it affected
his
was
chin a bit.
The spiritual arena
I perceive
of life.
That in all things,
you know, the church taught that you couldn't go to God by yourself.
Now,
you needed
Paul
someone else. You need
a priest.
It was to a help very well-known you to intercede
in those
for you.
That the
so you couldn't talk to God alone. You needed
many
a priest.
Writers have made note
have sin,
of this
you can't
in their writings.
God for
and this was really proven by
yourself.
The artifacts
yes,
that they had
the
by the myriad of idols
of
around
the
city.
Mass.
Verse 16
right?
We saw
you
last week
the,
says that
the, you know,
the city
the bread
was
and
holy
the wine,
given
and somehow
to idolatry.
You become holier.
You know, we don't have too many idols here
in
Australia.
Did not participate. No one knew how to sing.
A Chinese
no one knew how to pray. No one knew how to understand any of whatever was going on.
Idol.
The singing was done by the choir,
right? So there was idolatry,
and
this and
there was usually
offense
the
entire
city.
Area, but these
right?
men
so the
were philosophers. They were
the nave,
highly
and the choir
educated.
The
they were
chancel,
the wise.
And
really,
and
this
choir,
kind of superstition
singing,
can be seen in academia
right? and
today. Now, if I were to
this
ask you, who is
the
world's
where only
leading
the priests
atheist
enter,
promoter
no one else was
of
able
evolution?
To enter it, and that's why it was completely
you know his name, right?
Fenced off. All right. Now,
Richard Dawkins,
the individual also
right? Richard
didn't
Dawkins,
know
I'm not sure how many doctorates he has, right?
Done.
What kind of
endowed
chair he
right?
sits
he
on,
Latin
how
songs
he
which
teaches,
were
but he is a person who
denies
the existence of
that
God.
Latin was the
he
language of God.
He affirms that life was not created,
the
but that it evolved.
Normal church
and so here is this
goer
man of supposed science.
He wasn't
but you know
taught
how
to pray. It was the priest who did the praying for them. So all the individual did in the early church was just watch.
The earth.
They would sit there at the pews.
Aliens
the
came on the spaceship millions
this,
of years ago.
All the
and
choir members, they would
the
be
earth
singing
with proteins
now,
and amino acid
one philosopher
and all
by the
of
name
these
of Voltaire
which would give
he said that
to life.
The mass, the Roman Catholic mass, was
I can
the
prove
grand
it. It's on a video.
Opera
he actually says
of
it.
The poor.
All right.
They
so Richard Dawkins
to the
refuses
theaters,
to believe in a creator that created
church.
It but
was
he
incredible.
In
they saw
aliens.
The bread and the wine being
so not
transformed.
Everyone in
the priest
academia
was like a great magician.
Smart.
You know, when
educated
the priest lifted up the wafer, he said, "Hoc est corpus, this
God
is
for
the body, this
who
is Jesus." And of
you know,
course, if you
God
haven't heard me say it before,
but so
this
superstitious
is the,
were these academics in Athens
the phrase,
that they had an
hocus,
unknown
hocus,
altar. They had
right?
an altar to an unknown God.
An incredible display.
Right.
Now,
why an
even when it
God,
came
why
to reading
an
the Bible,
and the, inscription
the ordinary churchgoer could
because,
not
because
read
of
the Bible.
Age,
well, not
and
only
because
it was so
of war or
expensive,
conflict,
he couldn't own
sometimes
one.
These inscriptions
but even if he could
on
own
the idol
one,
got
he couldn't
broken
read it
off
because it was
and because they were
in
broken
the
off, they
of
didn't
the
know
it was
which God
in Latin.
This
no one understood
was.
It,
and
even if let's say he had an
education, wrongly by a wrong name,
he wasn't
put an inscription
the Bible because the church
unknown
for
God.
Bad people
so we see
from
here that
the Bible. So
learned
in
every
could
way,
be very
ignorant, very
the individual was
and Paul was very bold to point this out in verse 23.
Church,
he says,
right?
This unknown
for
God
his
whom
spirituality.
Now, this also
affected
his
him vocation. You know, in
you.
The medieval church,
I don't
his
know about
profession
you,
was usually
you
looked
think
down
this.
Upon.
Great.
You see, people
Super Bowl.
In the medieval church,
oh, you think, Paul, you're an idiot.
Or in medieval times,
right,
they
why?
Were usually merchants.
Because it's always risky
so they sold,
to
or they
tell
were
scholars
peasants, they were
that
farmers.
They are ignorant.
And
why do you
their
think so?
Work, according to the Roman Catholic Church,
they are right,
right?
Was
they were
a
too
lowly
smart
thing
for their own
because
good.
In the church,
and
they
now
thought the best
he was calling
thing
them
to do
if you really want to be spiritual,
teacher,
you can't
him,
do manual labor.
Meaning this unknown God,
right?
I declare
the best
unto
thing
you.
To do
you
is to
worship this God ignorantly. Well, I'm going
to
teach you
to be a monk.
I'll educate
right?
you
and
who you are or
that
who that
was
God
the
is.
Best job.
I mean,
that you
for some
do.
Of us, we would say, "Wow,
right?
Paul, don't
and
you
so
know that you are the one on trial?"
In medieval Europe,
don't you know that you're never going to win their respect if you call them ignorant?
Children,
you're not going to be. You're not going to have any credibility
so that
if you
they could not only get an
them.
Education, but that they could spend their entire
well,
lives
God that
doing
Paul
what
didn't
was
care.
Worthy.
He didn't care
everything
about their culture.
Else. Not
he didn't
worthy.
Care about their
only
philosophy.
Ordination into
to him.
Those
and the
Roman
were the
Catholics
very
had this
things
idea
that if
they
needed to be rescued from
a monk, a priest, or
and the only way
the
that he could rescue them from their false teachings
so
and their
fact,
false philosophies
I have some
was to
relatives,
teach them the Word of God.
Distant
and
relatives,
to tell them
when they
who the
heard
true God
I was entering
was.
Into the ministry,
and that's all the wisdom
said,
that he needed.
Lord,
he was bold in proclaiming God's
so,
wisdom,
right?
And this is what Paul
the idea
was always
is
known
still
for.
Present.
You know, Paul
today
was always known for
right?
being bold.
And
bold
not only
in
that,
he was bold in Damascus. He was bold in Antioch. He was bold in Iconium. He was bold even here in Athens. And at the end of his life,
once they enter into the priesthood, where
turn with me, if you will, to Acts 20.
To the church.
Verse 31.
Right?
Acts
so the church became
verse 31,
rich.
And this is
the
very
people,
last verse of
and
Acts.
It was said that
right?
as
Acts
many
28,
as much
31,
as
and this verse describes
the population
Paul,
of Europe
right?
was in some way.
And I'll read it for you. Verse
church.
31. It describes
now,
how Paul
because
was
of this,
preaching
it also affected
the kingdom of God
marriage or the
and
idea
teaching
of
those
marriage.
Things which
so
the
individual
would
look
Christ
at himself and he would say, I can't do anything apart from the church.
With all boldness.
Right? My
no
job is bad apart
him.
From jobs related
right, those
to the
things
church.
That he taught about. And this also
the word of God
were about
marriage.
Jesus Christ.
Because if that was the gospel and most
and he was bold to proclaim
job,
God's wisdom,
the most noble profession
and Paul,
was
when
to
he was
be
here in
a
Athens,
priest,
he was not pugnacious, he was
and
not
to be
rude,
celibate.
But he used
then
the
marriage
word,
was looked upon
he would
poorly.
Educate
in fact,
them.
The church in those days
educate
only saw marriage only
people.
As
in the theology of God. He
marriage
would educate
was
them
inferior. Only those who are less spiritual
will
get married because the super spiritual.
Now that's the second point.
And we'll see the content
temptation. Of what he preached
so if
to them.
You have to get
now, previously,
married
the Athenians
as
had
a remedy
of being
for
a
lust.
Babbler. Someone who
then
was preaching unsystematically.
So marriage was looked
now,
upon
was Paul
badly.
Really a
so that
was
the
Paul
first
really
reason
did
why
he not
marriage
know
was permissible.
As a
the
Roman
second
citizen,
reason
did he
why
not know how to speak
was
as a philosopher.
Tolerated
now,
was,
don't get me wrong.
Well, we need
you know,
children.
Paul
so marriage
was a Jew,
is the way
he was from
where
Tarsus,
you can procreate
he was a but remember
children.
This, Paul was a
and
Roman citizen.
To the
medieval church
Paul was a
any
brilliant man.
If you look at all of his writings, all of his arguments, the people
was
that he
considered
quotes, even his
sinful.
Knowledge of
you
philosophy, Paul was a really brilliant man. And as a Roman citizen, and as a Pharisee,
children,
he had the best
right?
education
so
that was available.
Was there
not only
individuality
was in,
before the Reformation,
Jewish
the
law,
is,
but
course
he knew
there was.
All
there will
the
always
classics.
Be
he was classically educated.
Individual
and we see this in verse 22. He could quote at his fingertips certain
understanding of
philosophers, this philosopher, that philosopher, he knew it at his fingertips. But in this passage,
right?
rather
and
than
so
pandering to the philosophers, preaching the way that
taught,
they would want him
but
to preach,
when the Reformation took place,
the Bible,
there was another
the
authority. That came
now. What is a bit
play?
Unclear
right, now
in this
authority
passage
was no
longer
was
the
Roman Catholic
Church.
The Old Testament.
It was no longer
and
the idea.
It's a bit unclear
men.
Because
it was no
longer
no tradition.
There are no reference.
But now,
say, according to Isaiah,
the authority
26,
he doesn't use
the
Bible passages.
Of God.
But he
right,
flows as he preaches.
Scripture.
He brings up the
so
verses
no
from the Old Testament,
the
and all that he says is actually
in
founded
the church
in
of him,
the Bible.
But now,
verses 24 and 25. They are quotations from Isaiah 42
about him.
And in verse 24,
and,
when he said that you know,
so
God can't
in
be contained
sense,
by temples
right,
built by men's hands, that's actually a direct quote from Solomon's prayer
believers.
In 1 Kings
there was
8.
No longer this
right?
distinction.
So Paul was using the Bible.
Elevated
priest.
And
verse 24, also Psalm 146. is quoted, Psalm 50 is quoted in verse 25, Deuteronomy 32, Genesis 1 are quoted in verse 26, Psalm 98 is quoted in verse 31. So Paul does not use these references. If you want the verses, you can come to me in Hebrew and Christians after, but these verses are all found in the Old Testament.
And this really was
so Paul, as he was preaching, he was not using the philosophy
of the individual.
But as he was preaching, he confronted
everyone else except for the priesthood,
Scripture.
Bad, right? Marriage bad. Their
Why?
Jobs were bad. Right?
Well, because he believed that
good,
Scripture
be,
saves.
You know,
that's what he says in Romans
like
chapter 1,
but
isn't it?
With this,
I'm not ashamed of the gospel,
really,
for it is the power of God unto salvation of everyone who believes. So it is the word of God that can
no
rescue these people from their false beliefs.
A human
so Paul was not ashamed.
For forgiveness,
you know, in
for
speaking to other people,
they
we often appeal to culture,
to God.
We often appeal to emotions. We often appeal to reason. But Scripture
and because
here
of that,
tells
and they started to understand
it
these
is the only one
principles.
That leads to salvation.
They started to
and so in
the
using Scripture,
all of these
he declared
the Roman Catholic
their belief
system
that their
when they realized,
that their
oh, we are priests,
was all wrong.
We are also priests.
He did this
what
by showing them who the God
the
of the Bible was
in the Church of Rome has over
these
us.
Athenians,
now,
just
they were worshiping
here
by
idols,
Martin Luther.
They were worshiping
right?
these representations of God
how
that they had
then,
made
they
with their hands,
that
gods that they had
all
created,
priests,
gods to whom
if they
went for
this,
blessings.
They would know,
you know those
that they
of us who
no
came
right
from a pagan background
power.
And asked my wife
over
right,
us.
Her experience.
Right?
You know, they would only
so
pray to their pagan gods.
People were priests
or things,
just as much as
right?
or more than what the Roman Catholic
they would never
were,
worship their
those
pagan
priests
gods. Have
they
would never
no
obey
right
their pagan gods.
They
only go to their pagan gods
over them.
When they're incensed
and this really liberated
with their prayers
the
because they want
now,
blessings.
No
they
longer
go to their pagan
right,
gods to ask for lottery
prayer
numbers.
Be done in
right?
the language
that's
of
all
the
their
church,
gods were
which
good
was
for.
Latin. Now
so
prayers
Paul
were uttered
here proclaims
in
to them
normal
that
language.
There is
right?
a
and
true
it was not just done
God.
In church anymore.
Right? This
but
unknown
the individual
God
who
whom they worship,
at home,
he's
at
actually
work,
the God
in the field,
of the universe.
Anywhere.
You see,
verse
24,
to God,
God that made
available.
The world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
Teach the people
now, of course,
how to pray.
The Greeks believed
right,
that
before
Zeus,
that, no one knew
Greek
how
God
to pray.
Zeus created the
but
world.
After this, the
but
reformers
you know what? They also
believed
that Zeus
now,
was created himself.
In
right?
1535,
Paul
Luther
told
was having
them
a haircut.
That there is a God.
It was a simple haircut, and his barber was Master Peter.
He is the
and
one
so
who
Master
created
Peter
the heavens
asks,
and the
Peter,
earth.
Asks,
now, second thing that he
Luther,
says is this
Master
God
Luther,
who created
teach me
was Lord. The God
and
that
no
made the
knew,
world and all things therein, seeing
so
that
Luther
he
went
is
back
Lord
home and spent the entire
of heaven.
Evening
so as
writing
Lord,
up
as governor, as king,
letter. Right,
the people
teach,
were required
you know,
to
Master
give
Peter
this
how
God
to pray.
Obedience. But you see, the Romans
letter,
and the Greeks,
entitled,
they didn't have any concept
for
of this.
Peter,
their gods were
the
not
barber.
Gods to obey.
The
their gods were gods to go to
no
so that they could get benefits
to
from their gods. And
now,
who would ever want to obey the Roman gods or the Greek
quote,
gods anyway,
right?
Right? Because the Greek gods
that Luther
were
has
corrupt
about prayer.
Themselves.
And Luther
right?
believed that we can go to God
you know, Hermes
any time,
was the god of travelers.
Not just in church. We can go
but
to God
you know,
at
Hermes
any time.
Was also the god
right?
Of
it's not just
thieves.
Only in the morning in a set time.
So
but
if
we
you were
pray
a traveler,
to God
you pray
throughout
to
the
day.
For protection from thieves.
And the reason
and the
why is because Luther
Hermes
understood
for
the
to
mercy
rob
people on
of
the roads
god.
Traveling. And he said, God wants
who does Hermes
to pray,
listen
to?
Right?
I mean, what kind of
not
God could endorse
worthy,
stealing?
But
Ares
merciful.
Was the god of war.
You see, the Roman Catholic
but there was one
Church
person he was
that
afraid
he
of.
Come to God.
Aphrodite,
completely
his wife.
The Protestants taught,
and apparently,
you must come to God
according to Greek mythology, this Greek goddess
I hope
Aphrodite
none of us have this Roman Catholic
on Ares
I can't come
many
to
times.
I can't
but Ares was too chicken to confront
so
her. Because he was afraid of her.
That's a little
right?
Catholic in you.
So the Greek gods were known to get drunk.
The response to that
they
is
lusted after each
sinful,
other.
But the Lord.
So why
has
would the Greeks
me.
Worship
that is why
their
I
gods?
Come to him
why would they give them obedience?
Prayer.
They wouldn't.
Right?
You see, all the Greek
so,
gods were good for
John
was
Calvin,
to go to them to get stuff.
Right, was also another interesting
numbers,
fellow who
right?
taught the people.
And you know, that's the same oftentimes.
Not only how to pray, but
you know,
he wanted to remove
Christians
superstition.
That we worship a God. To
from
whom
the people,
you know.
Only go for
think if
blessings,
you were,
right?
you know, you were
bless
a superstitious
this,
medieval
bless
Christian.
Bless my kids,
where would be the
my
best,
family,
most holiest,
this,
most
wonderful place to have a connection with God, you would think it would be the church.
The idea, therefore, of obedience was foreign. So he had to tell them that this was Lord.
I feel God's
now, thirdly, he taught that this God was transcendent.
People were superstitious.
So what he dwelleth not in temples made with
from
hands.
The,
in other words, this God of heaven
was,
cannot be contained.
Doors. He prevented people from
And this was really different from the
pray.
Greek gods. Because the
Why?
Greek,
because prayer in the church
the Greeks believed that their gods had bodies.
I hope there's no little
right?
Catholic in you believing that, right?
I think they believe that Zeus gave
church.
Birth.
Is
to
just
when she
a building,
exploded out
right?
of his hip.
And so
right?
John Calvin
so they
locked
physical
those doors.
Bodies. Now the
and,
other
and
thing,
so
to say that there's this God that does not have a body was very foreign to them. And the Greeks also offered food to their gods,
that?
Believing that whatever food they
there's
offered would feed their gods and to give them vitality. But in verse 25, Paul tells them of this true and living God, that this true and living God can't be worshipped with idols. He doesn't need anything from us to live. He doesn't need food. He doesn't need drink. He doesn't need water. He doesn't need wine. But rather, this God is the one who feeds us. He is the one who sustains humankind. He is the one who makes the trees grow, the plants grow, the animals grow fat. He is the one who supplies
so the next
people
thing
with food, not the other way
praise.
Around.
Right.
And this
I mean,
is all
the
Old
people
Testament
up to
theology.
That point
this is all found in the Bible.
To sing.
No
one
but
knew how to
think
sing.
About it.
No one
think
knew
about
how to
it
praise
if you were
because
Paul,
the
you
choir
were standing there telling
did
them
that
all of this.
For them.
What is the setting?
So Luther
that
had
is there.
To teach the people
they
how to pray, how
trial.
To sing as
they
well.
Were the ones who
and
thought,
what he did
okay,
was
you're
he
a battler,
wrote,
you've come, you're a new preacher, out of pity, out of curiosity, we'll let you talk
so
about your God, just to see
in
if
German,
you know, your God is worthy enough to set up shop or set up an altar
himself,
in Athens.
Right?
But Paul does not care about any of that. He does not want to add God
genre,
to the
you know?
Pantheon of
and
gods that they had, but he was telling them, I don't care about any
of
these things.
Not many,
my God
but
does
one
not
or
need
two.
A temple to dwell in.
The two
he is too glorious for any
days.
Temple
now,
whatsoever. So what you're
why
thinking
why
that I'm trying
that.
To do, forget about it.
Well,
that's
that
not what I'm saying.
Reasons.
What I'm
why
saying and what I'm trying to teach
that?
You, what I'm trying to educate
why you,
you learned men,
that
is that the way of your worship is false.
Because those were the two.
And the fourth thing that he teaches them is that God is their
right?
Father.
And he took those tunes.
He is relational. Verse 26
for the use
tells us that
the
this God made all
right?
the nations
he altered the rhythm,
from one man.
He altered the theme
now,
of,
let
the,
me ask
of the music.
You, what
but this
of the Bible
was something
would
that people
this?
Would have known how
Genesis.
To sing.
He taught
is
he
Paul's
to argument here
now,
biblical based on the Bible?
Have,
yes. He
Calvin
doesn't have any references. He's not using their culture or their
philosophy.
Telling them what the Bible
how to
says.
So he translated
that's
the
Old
Psalms
Testament
into
theology.
The language of the people.
And
he versified
God,
it.
Paul
and he
says
asked
here,
this musician, Louis Bourgeois, to compose tunes
your
so that the
existence
would know how
is willed by God
and some of these
so that
tunes
you can do
survive until today.
So that
now this is Psalm 134.
The chief
4.
End
now.
Of man. The chief goal of man
is
not to live for himself, not to live for his job, not to live for days of our lives or neighbors. What we do, the chief goal of our life is to seek after this transcendent God. Everyone must seek after him. That's what verse 27 says. God made us to seek after him. And in verse 28, Paul does quote from two Greek philosophers to prove this. All right, verse 28,
so
it says,
in
for in him we live
something.
And move
okay.
and have our
this
being.
This is Psalm 134.
The first Greek philosopher
right,
that says that, that's
was,
Epimenides.
This tune was subsequently
and then he also quoted a second Scottish philosopher. For we are also his
right?
offspring.
And of course,
so God created you to be
adapted
his offspring,
it, and now it's being used
to live
for
in him,
the doxology.
Move
right?
in him,
now
exist for him. Now you might ask, why does Paul quote these pagan philosophers?
They were the common songs. They were not highly
complex songs of
the Latin Mass,
but these were common tunes.
A biblical truth that was already found in Scripture.
You know, in that one sense, it's fine. It's fine when we speak to people to quote from Confucius or to quote from culture.
And these songs at times were quite lively.
So here you have an example of another one.
This is, I think, Psalm
1:4. We do not quote from them. You see, Paul's point in saying all of this was that there is a God with whom we must have a relationship. He is our Father. We are His children. But how do men seek after this God? And Paul reveals it in 27. Without Scripture, men grope in fields around blindly to figure out who this God is. And because they can't find Him, that's why they make idols.
All right.
Why
now,
is there
might seem
idolatry
kind of,
in the world?
Strange to us, very magical, very God
Renaissance. That's why
this
make
was
idols.
Considered the
because if you knew who this true God is in verse 29, you would never make idols of gold, silver, and stone. So this is Paul's speech here.
That
he was educating these Athenians.
That's what they sang.
Basically saying, you don't know who you're
worshiping.
There's an unknown God,
English
a God who is unknown to you. He wasn't created like your Zeus.
So
he is the Lord. You must obey Him. Not just go to Him for things.
These were
God is temporary. He can't be contained by this idolatry.
Now,
and God made you to have a relationship with him.
Of the
but here you
Reformation
are, groping around,
on the
trying
individual
to find him, and you dare to worship him with
allowing
idols.
The people to read and
this
understand
is what Paul
the Scripture
is
for themselves.
How can you do
we know
this
that
to the
Bereans
God of heaven?
Did it, the Thessalonians
what's wrong
did it,
with your
and,
worship?
And therefore, if they could understand the Word of God,
imagine
you know,
saying
what's to stop
like
common
that
people from
today
reading the Bible
Paul
and
was
interpreting
bold
it
and
for
the next thing
themselves
that he says
right,
puts
so,
the icing on the cake.
Luther,
you know,
when
we
may
be
there
view
on the sidelines,
listening to
the
Paul,
Roman Catholic
we
view,
may think, Paul, don't
what
go there.
Luther
they're going to kill you
said,
if you're going to say
I'm
all of these things.
Scripture
right? They're not
going to
heed what you say.
I
rather,
cannot,
you know, they're
going to
kill you. Don't say it.
For my conscience
is
held captive
but
by the word of God, and to act against conscience is neither right nor safe.
And so
who
because of his
with you,
conviction
with all your
that
everyone could read
in
the Bible,
past,
he translated the Bible
now
from the Latin into German. And he allowed
he
people access
a command for
to
ignorant,
to read the Bible.
Elite
so when people started
people
to read the Bible,
heed,
hear biblical preaching,
put away your
when they could come to God,
God was once patient
in prayer,
no
when they realized they were priests themselves,
this
led
this
to another
so
revolution. When
he's
it came to the
in the midst
of
the
individual, and the revolution
chairs,
was this:
rich men who
it
endowed
elevated
those chairs. And what does he do?
His vocation.
He holds them
so no longer was the Roman Catholic Church, the priesthood,
God is
the
not
highest form of work that
God
a person
calls
could
you
do.
To repent
but
of
an
it
individual,
that's in verse
whatever
30
he did in life,
so Paul
whatever
was brought
job
to this
that he
trial
did, could be glorified.
Jesus was on trial by the wise
the individual
of the world,
in his
but
own
now
fear
flipped
was
it around.
Considered worthy.
And he called
now, this
them
is what Luther said.
He
what seems to be secular works
the
are actually
he was once
the praise of
the
God
defendant
and
now
represent
he's the
an obedience
and he
which
tells
is well
in verse
pleasing.
31, that
so
if you
to Luther,
not repent,
if you were
there
a stay-at-home mom scrubbing
judge
the toilets,
and the way that
know,
God will execute
scrubbing
this
the floors
would be through
that.
A man
is good
that he has
right
raised from the
you know today sometimes we have this misunderstanding
Jesus is coming again.
You know that
Jesus
came
2000 years ago
if you don't want
born
your brains to waste away you have to
in
go
order
out and work
to die
do your brains waste away if you stay home
but he is coming again to judge
yeah
the world
but that's okay You know?
So how do you think?
You know,
now,
or it may not. You know, of course my wife says, yeah, you know, when you stay at home, you know,
sermon,
your brain,
you
know, when it's not engaged in certain of these things that you might do at work,
words,
you know,
the words,
but it's used for other purposes. But
how
it's not a bad thing. So even Luther said, so the work
what
of the farmers,
say,
the way, work
what
of the chambermaids, the work of all of these people,
well, it was highly predictable.
Right? Work. And he goes on to say,
you see, to call
it has no
the
obvious
super
appearance
intelligent,
of holy, it doesn't look
to
holy,
call the super educated,
yet these very household chores
is
are more to be valued
productive.
Than all the works of monks
right?
and nuns.
But Paul does.
Right?
In verse 21, Luke calls
so,
them busybodies.
Therefore, it should
right?
tell us that
and
those who work at home as
don't
homemakers
do is repent,
you know,
because they're too busy focusing
their work
on the
is fine. So the Reformation elevated
so what
these
was their response, these busybodies
status.
Now, John Calvin himself, verse 32, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead,
and being considered highly important,
what did they do?
In the sight
they
of
laughed
God.
At Paul.
Anything that
what?
We do can be considered,
yeah,
you know,
nuts,
highly
Paul.
Important.
They laughed at him. They
and
mocked
so because
at
of
him.
This, right. Individuals
you see,
were
Athens
liberated.
Did things differently from
it led
other
to
cities.
Invention.
Whenever Paul had
it led to innovation,
tough sermon,
it led to
the other
industry, cottage industry, which eventually led to
stop.
Things like the
they
Industrial Revolution.
Him. They brought him to
the
prison.
Very
but what did Athens do?
Example,
you know,
are the French
way,
Protestants,
up
the Huguenots.
Ties, sitting
right,
back,
the Huguenots were very famous
the
for their
they
production of a sturdy
you know,
cloth.
They laughed
and the reason why
at
they
him.
Produced this sturdy cloth
you know, in
is
this
because
country,
many of those in southern France, many of their congregations,
Saudi
people,
Arabia, they might,
they were
but
farmers.
Not
and so you know, if
country?
You were to wear a nice shirt and
they'll
nice pants out and work in the field, very soon, you know, you'll have holes in your crotch, holes everywhere. Right.
He'll
so they had
scorn
to
you.
A very sturdy cloth.
Maybe in this
and of
country,
the Huguenots,
they'll
as French
more,
Protestants,
more medieval
their color
and rotten
was
tomatoes
blue,
at you.
Right? All their crests,
yeah, but they'll laugh
all their
at
symbols
you.
Were all
why?
In blue.
Because Christ
and,
is considered
they produced their cloth in the southern city of
all
France
those noble
called
Nîmes. In academia.
Right? N-I-M-E-S.
In the schools today, they teach all
right?
kinds of philosophy.
And so they would call this cloth
everything
that they
is accepted, but
Le
what's
fabric,
not accepted
the
is
cloth
Christianity.
De Nîmes, the
you know, young
fabric
people,
of Nîmes.
You will
so
be mocked.
So what cloth do you know that
Sharon,
is blue, sturdy, and called
Le Fabrique de Nîmes?
I guarantee all of you young people will
jeans,
be mocked.
Denim,
right?
You'll
so
be laughed
denim
out
was,
of the classrooms
you know, produced
for what you
because,
believe in.
And
maybe you are already mocked.
Because, you
but
know,
to shun away
that
from
the
that
mocking
work is unfaithful.
Was
to refuse to be a witness
God.
For fear of reprisal.
And so because of this,
is unfaithful.
It also
you know, same-sex marriages has been
marriage.
Approved. Marriage
even
was now
seen
approved,
to
churches
be
have
in
been
high
esteem.
And as Christians,
and even
because
the
of
idea
fear
of
reprisals,
companionship and
sex
box
and things like this,
to put
these
God
things were
in.
Celebrated.
God
so
is
marriage
good for
was
us.
Not
but we don't want
procreation.
To be too Christian.
It was also
if we go around and minister the gospel, we're going to be attacked. So let us
right?
put
it
God
was about
in
companionship. So listen to
never
what Luther
proclaim
said.
Him.
Let the wife
oh,
make the
proclaim
husband
him
glad to come
respectably,
home, and let him
but not
make
like Paul.
Her sorry.
He was too crass.
Him leave.
Proclaim him respectably.
Right? Now this is in the context
never proclaim him
of
boldly. Why? Why?
Marital,
because our lives,
physical,
our
reputation,
our comfort,
okay?
our children's
and he
future,
says we are permitted to laugh and
have
fun with
our
and
idols.
Embrace our wives, whether they are naked
those
or clothed.
Those things are more
so
important than God is.
Not only to
so in our wisdom,
peace,
we Christians
not only to
ourselves, we shape God,
but also for
we shape our Christianity into some grotesque
right?
idol
so
of respectability.
Here we see that not only the Roman Catholic priesthood,
that child agrees with me.
Was the highest
right. it's
form
grotesque,
celibacy
but that's
was the
what
most
we have made
thing. But we
our
see
God.
Here that
right? but what
because
does Jesus
the Bible
say?
Was read and understood
for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words
God, as priest
of
direct access
shall the
to God
Son of Man
Christ,
be ashamed
they could
when
serve
he shall
him
come
in the
his
world,
own glory
in whatever
in
profession
and
especially in marriage
angels.
You see we take a lot of these things for granted don't we
The fact that we can sing in church. The fact that we can read the Bible. The fact that we can pray. We take all of these things for granted. But these things really were fruits that was born.
But, you know, the response of the gospel will always be twofold. There will always be those who scorn and laugh, but there will always be those who are saved. You know, even with such an ignorant and arrogant audience, in verse 34, Paul's gospel bore fruit.
Right, I'll go ahead
here. But certain men clave unto him and believed. They stuck with him. They believed his words. They believed the gospel. Among the which was Dionysius, Areopagite.
Father,
wow,
thank you.
This
for,
fella might have been
your providence
sitting
in
an endowed chair.
How you have restored to the
he
church.
He may have been one
right
of those who endowed chairs.
That being an
he was an Areopagite. He was part of the intellectual
the
elite.
Christ
and by believing,
alone. And so we pray, Father, that you would teach us as Bible-believing Christians.
Well, we hold on to respectability. He was willing to
not
give
only
up.
To love the Scriptures, but also to read the Scriptures.
He believed. And
not
the
only
merits,
to read the Scriptures,
and
but
others
to correct them.
So in the midst
so
of such self-appraised intellectual superiority, there were those who believed in
more.
The foolishness
we know, Lord, that we are all on this journey
the wisdom
of sanctification.
These were the ones
that we
who
saw
are not where we
there
ought
was a Jesus, but we
there was
will
an anointed one,
and we
and
thank you that through Christ,
the Son,
that all of us have access.
This
you.
Man who would
so teach us, Lord, to be fervent
with a rod
in the things
of iron,
as priests we ought to do, such as to pray,
him.
Such as to sing and praise, and such as to read.
As we sang,
and help us, Lord, in whatever
God
sphere that we are in,
laugh,
that we may do it to your glory.
The vain plots
pray all of, this
of all
Jesus
these
names,
they won't
Amen.
Succeed. The question we want to ask ourselves at the close of this sermon is, are we too smart for our own good? Has the Lord subdued you with the gospel? If he has, then we alone should see that the word alone is wise. While you have the Areopagus on one hand proclaiming the wisdom of their philosophies, and the philosophers, you have Paul, Dionysius, Damaris, on the other hand, who all believed in the foolishness of the gospel. You know, our church is very unique. I wish we had mechanics and plumbers and sparkies, don't you? But you all wish for them so you don't have to pay anyone, right? But our church is homogeneous to a fault. We think we're too wise. We promote education in such a way that we forget that Christianity is comprised of people of the earth, salt of the earth. And at times, in a very affluent, intelligent parish in the church, we become too smart for our own good, rather than simply believing in Scripture alone. We believe in other philosophies, in other methodology. And what happens is at times we laugh at each other who are different from us, scorn them because they don't do things our way, think their methodology is wrong when these things have nothing whatsoever to do with the gospel. Are we too smart for our own good? Question mark, blank your answer. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for saving us from our own wisdom, which is foolish. But we thank you for giving us Christ, who is our wisdom. And we thank you that through his wisdom, which is from above, it is pure, peaceable, that those who are wise show it forth in their conversation, in their conduct. And so, Father, we pray that you would help us to eschew the wisdom of the world for the wisdom of Christ alone, which is found in the gospel, which is the reason we can be saved. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.